Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hey!
What's up?
Hey, you made it. So, just as a refresher course on this, I show up here every Wednesday at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
It is incumbent upon you on the app known as X to, when I send out an alert, when I send out the bat signal, you respond.
X.
Today was a very good day.
Oh, good.
A very good day.
Very good.
We'll start with Donnie. We learned that Donnie was not impressed by the eclipse. Although you were a big man, you came to the table and said that it was incredibly impressive after you lived through it.
It was great.
Yes. But as this guy says, he doesn't think you like anything in nature.
I will agree with that.
You don't like outside. The concept of outside, he says, which is weird. You don't like...
Why is it weird?
To be outside, eat outside.
Oh, yeah.
You don't care about mountains, oceans, or any majestic spectacle or celestial event that nature gives us. What's up, man?
Yeah, what is up, man?
I'd rather be inside.
But you like to play golf?
Oh, that's great.
That's outside.
And I don't hate being outside. I truly hate eating outside. I don't like that at all.
But you wouldn't camp.
No.
Like tent.
Not unless I have to. The only times I've been camping is with this radio station. That's it.
And that's air quote camping.
Well, no, we did camping the first few times.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We did. We did.
Did you, right. Would you go on a hike?
No.
Like an out, you wouldn't even go for like a 30-minute outdoor hike on a trail.
Like all these
Do you
cool
call a walk a hike?
No.
No, no. I mean in the woods on a trail.
Yeah, no.
I'm good.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never gone on a hike, like all the exotic places you've been. You've never gallivanted up into a mountainous region and
no.
for a couple hours.
No.
Huh.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Is it?
I
mean, yes.
Have all you guys hiked before?
Yeah, I've done a couple hikes. I'm not at the top of the list, though. I'm more of an inside guy, too.
I enjoy a good hike, man.
Yeah. It's okay. To each his own. To each his own.
It's a great and I always... Said. I am always complaining when we go and have the team dinner at training camp and it's everyone wants to eat outside.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you not wowed by mountainous regions though at all? Like when you look at it, you're like, whoa.
Okay. The drive from Denver to Beaver Creek was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The mountains.
Yes.
That's a great look, but you see it, you go, huh, that's pretty cool. And then you concentrate on driving and keep going about your business.
And you don't ever think, man, it'd be cool to like,
oh,
walk
hell
to the top
no.
of one. Or
no.
Get, man,
no, we don't want to do that. That's too high.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
All right, with the Masters on tap from Brian, you play against Spieth. I don't know why he picked Spieth.
Okay.
He can only use a driver and a putter.
He destroys you.
And you're playing from the ladies' tees. Can you beat him?
No.
No.
How does he get over water?
He would destroy
with
you.
With the driver. He can hit the driver off the deck.
No. But what I'm saying is, no.
He yes, he can.
I know he can, but he can't loft it enough. There's no way. Like,
okay, Spieth playing against me can dunk it in the water, go to the drop zone, put it all the way, and still beat me.
Yeah, you. He was asking me, but it's the royal you, I think. It's really difficult to not have any loft on any club and play a round of golf that has water hazards everywhere.
I will bet you he can use the putter.
There's
to
no
chip
way
over
no
the
way.
Water.
No way.
He that's could. True. Like it's Jordan Spieth.
There's zero loft on it.
If you were
he can't
gonna,
do it.
He'll skip it across.
Like if you told Spieth you get one club, he wouldn't pick either one of those.
No, he'd pick a 6-iron.
Yeah, and he'd whip
or
you.
Or 7-iron. Like yeah. Oh God.
Him,
yes.
If you gave him just that, a 6 or a 7, he'd destroy you.
Any pro would.
Yeah.
Any pro with one club,
right.
would yeah. absolutely destroy anyone from like a 10 handicap because they could par at least half the holes.
Yep. And they can putt
for sure.
with it easily. I mean, these guys that play like this, the stuff they can do with the golf ball is amazing.
Yes, 100%.
You got this.
If the Stars or Mavs do something incredible for their playoff runs, Big Wit asks, would that force Jerry to do something insane to bring in a couple of superstars to help this season? Well, it's a little late for that.
Yeah.
No. No.
Does it change him? Because I do feel that he is impacted a little bit by what goes on around here, that he doesn't like being second fiddle. Playing second fiddle?
Well, he's not.
You think he's ever been to a
That's
Stars
the problem,
game?
Right?
That's the whole point.
He knows he
because
never does.
Because the Mavericks could win an NBA championship, and he's still not second fiddle in his town. That's the problem. If it really, truly meant that the Rangers, Stars, and Mavericks winning a championship would tell people not to watch or go to games or anything like that, then yeah, maybe it'll bother him a bit. But as soon as the list comes out and he's still the number one most valued franchise in the world, he don't give a damn what's happening around anywhere else.
What if, like, in 1988, before he bought the team, when they weren't selling out games at Texas Stadium, and like my dad would drive to outer outpost, like at a hotel to watch the game.
They black them out here.
Yeah, because like the radius clause or whatever. Yeah. What if that happened? What if 50, 60,000 people showed up to a 100,000 seat stadium? Does that impact him?
That moves the needle.
If the valuation of the franchise were to drop instead of increase every single year.
And the eighth
and the
most value. Oh, you know, no. I'll take that back. What's the second highest rated value?
I think it's the
NFL franchise.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
If the Patriots jump over him, that's when he notices something.
Yeah, because he can point to that, and he can point to the 20 most watched NFL games, and half of them are Cowboys games.
You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting for Washington, and it may happen sooner than later, to get really good again. Because in the Jerry run, Washington has kind of been trash. Mm-hmm. They've been a trash organization. It doesn't take
My goodness,
much.
If they made the NFC Championship game this year,
it's
coming up football season, the Cowboys will be the only one in that time frame not having made the NFC Championship game.
And I think that rhetoric would start to bother him pretty much. If you had to choose one dip and one type of chip for the rest of your life, what would you choose from Ranch Pizza? Would it just be basic chips and salsa?
I'd go
is salsa a dip? It is, right?
Yes.
Or maybe guacamole.
Yeah, I would go
Although you
chips
could,
and salsa.
You could kind of skirt around it and say seven-layer dip, and then you get seven different things in one dip.
Yeah, I think he's saying you have to individualize.
Yeah, chip salsa. That's what I'd go
with. It's the gold standard.
Yeah, that'd be hard to
And I would get tired of guac. Yeah. I don't think I ever get tired of hot sauce.
No.
In any form. And there are so many different types of salsa.
Yeah, that's true.
And
right?
chips.
Well, no. You have to get one type of chip and one type of dip.
I mean, they're...
Would you do just corn chip?
Well, there are different types of tortilla chips. No, I do tortilla chips.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Because I can eat a tortilla chip with a sandwich if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm doing that, man.
But my favorite chip is the Ruffles sour cream and onion.
I found these
undefeated.
There's some organic blue corn chips that I discovered that are phenomenal.
Even the Ruffles jalapeno ranch chip is... quite solid.
Really?
Yes.
Any jalapeno chip is great.
I wonder when the last time I had a Ruffle was.
Ooh, you want me to bring you one tomorrow?
Are you serious? So good.
Yeah.
Ruffles are the gold standard. It's something about the ridge.
I agree. I totally agree.
A little peak and then a valley in the chip.
Yes.
But you hate the outdoors. Yeah, you'll eat the outdoors in a
Interesting.
Chip.
Interesting. Yes. You eat the outdoor version of a chip.
Peaks and valleys right
So much better than Lay's, and Lay's could have the same flavors, but it's just something about the Ruffle.
P1EA asks, true and or false, men and women can truly be friends, meaning both don't have a thing for each other. Is it possible?
True.
I used to believe that was false because at some point I still think you would. But I do have, this is interesting because I think sometimes you can have, I don't know if this counts. Like if you're with someone and you're married, long-term relationship, and they have friends, you may not necessarily want to do every single one of them.
But you're never going to stop the male brain from thinking about what bedding them will be like. But as long as you don't try to live up on those actions or whatever, then it's fine. I think if you're just trying to monitor and say thoughts, you can't think it, then no, you can't. Because we are always going to go there at some point, no matter whether you're drinking. It could be the strictest of friends. And if you have a couple of belts and you just look over and go... you're not going to act on it. So is that saying
that's
that
the
you
key.
Can't be friends?
Even my friends that are lesbians, I'm like, yeah, so.
It's just.
Especially together, right?
I'm not going to even. I'm not going to even put that on the male brain. I think the female brain is the exact same way. We are the ones that's going to be more apt to act on it. They're going to think it.
Would be shocked at the amount of women that you have met that look at you and have never thought of you as anything else other than protoplasm.
But no. I'm strangers, yes. But if you're friends and you have a relationship and you and they know you're a good guy, whatever, they may have had thoughts about.
But they've never looked at you and been like, oh, I wonder what his underwear is.
No, that
it's just like automatic. Men are just like,
yeah, it's the difference between the male and the female brain. I get that, but they do have those thoughts. We're the ones that will have 3 drinks and try to act on it, and then that's what gets you in trouble. They're not acting on it.
I feel
like they think about it.
There's a girl that I've been friends with since college. That one time in college, we were on a trip, just me, her, and a couple other people, and we're totally just friends, totally platonic, and we actually shared a bed and didn't touch each other. And that is like the one person I could think of that I just, for whatever reason, never.
Yeah, that's fine. It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's very rare.
If you can accomplish that, then you've reached a place of zen, right? It's not gay.
I didn't say it. I didn't do anything.
It's respect.
It is respect.
Gay? All right, from Jason, speaking of EA, would you agree to let EA take golf lessons for the next year and still let him play in the April Fool's Open?
Absolutely.
Because he did have a swing that is almost impossible to improve or describe.
Did you hear Matt's brother's description of his swing?
I sent him a couple videos of EA.
And he sent a detail.
And I said, hey, break this down. Do your golf pro thing and break this down the way that you would if this guy like came to you for whatever reason. And it basically started out, let me see if I can find it. It basically started out with the most unathletic. Oh, here it is. Terrible setup, as anti-athletic as you could be. Poor arm structure in the takeaway gets the club too vertical immediately. Allows his left heel to leave the ground to manufacture a turn away from the ball. Swings completely over the top with the club getting on the opposite side of vertical by halfway down. Despite swinging at 15 degrees left on the way to impact, he actually does a nice job of trying to keep the club up the target line post-impact, which is why he can actually hit the ball. Step through was a solid effort to get the weight to the left side. Terrible mechanics. But does something I could work with.
You stupid takes. So there you go.
I could work with that.
All right.
I could work with that.
So, and then we thought, what if we sent him to my brother, like, leading up to the April Fool's Open next year?
For how long?
For like a month.
We said a month. Like, every day for a month.
How much could he improve?
Could he win it? Could he win it?
Is a fascinating.
I say we truly think about maybe if we can get it done. And see if it was enough. It's enough for him to win the April Fool's Open. Or will he still be in last?
And would that mean like what? 2 days a week? 3 days a week?
Yeah, I gotta think at least a couple days a week.
Whoa.
All right. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. That is the Birdhouse for another week.
Thank you, bitches.
Lunchtime with the invasion.
Next week, Ladies Week.
All right.
All right.
Out there.
Speaking of friends. Yeah.